This week is National Retirement Planning Week. Who knew? Because according to research, only about 60% of people in the U.S. have saved for retirement. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So that figure, just 60% of us are saving for retirement, comes from the Employee Benefit Research Institute. So for people who haven't yet started saving, what's your advice?
So I'm going to put on my CFP, Certified Financial Planning hat right now.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's really hard. You see startling statistics and it makes you freak out. And I really think about, well, people are just incapacitated. And like so many other difficult tasks, and it could be diet and it could be exercise, it really is easier to begin with just a teeny tiny goal. And so instead of saying, oh my God, I'm never going to do it, maybe just right now, if you don't participate in your employer plan, sign up and put 1, 2, maybe 3% of your salary away pre-tax, and it won't really hurt that much. Do one little thing to get started.
What about people who have started saving, but they're not sure if they're putting their money in the right place or putting in the right amount?
Well, I mean, look, generally speaking, the amount part is going to be dependent on what other things you have going on in your life. You're trying to put as much as you can into retirement. You know, I have these conversations with people all the time, and they say, well, you know, I can't because I have to save for my kids' college education. And my feeling about that is that your retirement really does have to come first. You can put up to $18,000 a year into an employer-based plan. That's an awful lot of money. One of the cool things that has happened with technology is there are some features in a lot of these plans, and even in your own IRA, where you can automatically escalate the amount of money that's going in. Again, as much as you can put these plans on autopilot, the better it will be for you in the long run.
Now, we often hear the warnings about if you want to take that money out of the retirement account early, you're going to pay a penalty and you're not going to have all that money that you saved to use. How often do people actually do that, take the money out early?
Yeah, this is called leakage, an unfortunate term, I know, diaper jokes aside. So when we look at some of the data, specifically, there's a big report out from the Center for Retirement Research up by you near at Boston College, and they found that about 30 to 40% of people who are leaving jobs just will cash out of their plans. Now, sometimes you'd say, oh, it's only $700 is in there. I'm just going to take the money. Well, you pay a penalty and you pay tax, and in many cases, you're getting half of that money, and that's it. So that's one form of leakage. Another is folks who are actually taking out loans against their retirement accounts. About a fifth of 401k participants with access to loans take them. Now, some of those people are fine. They're going to pay the money back. But if you lose your job at the wrong time, you may default on it. And about 10% of the folks who borrow against their 401ks default on it. And again, you're paying taxes, you're paying fees, that money vanishes. And the folks at Boston College say that leakages can reduce your wealth by 25% in retirement. So it's really something to be avoided.
And again, we're talking about retirement planning, even though Jill keeps using the term leakage. Jill
Thanks,
Schlesinger,
Jeremy.
Business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her new podcast is Better Off. Thanks so much, as always.
Take care.